Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Marty Shaw and his new music start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And the recording is from 1939 of the jazz classic St. Louis Blues, written in the year 1914 by W.C. Handy, one of the most played and recorded of the jazz standards. Just about everybody's done a version of it, and that was a very fine rendition of the song by Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Well, we are listening this morning to songs from the 1930s through to the 1950s. We're starting in the late 1930s, 1939. We'll go back a year to 1938 to Mildred Bailey, one of the great swing singers of the time. She'd started out in the 1920s with Paul Whiteman, and had a career that spanned a couple of decades into, I think, the late 30s, early 40s. Often sang with her husband's orchestra, that was Red Norvo, and made many recordings along with Red and lots of the other wonderful jazz artists around at the time. And that was for the Columbia label, and at the behest of John Hammond, that great jazz entrepreneur. Well, the song she's going to bring us this morning, and she will be joined by Red and his orchestra, is Moonshine Over Kentucky, written by Lou Pollack and Sidney Mitchell. Then we're going to go forward to 1945 to a young Frank Sinatra, who is now singing solo and embarking on that legendary career. He's singing for the Columbia label at this time, and many of his recordings are arranged and the orchestra is conducted by Axel Stordahl, including this morning's version of You Are Too Beautiful, written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart from Frank Sinatra. And then we will go back to 1938 and to another protege of John Hammond for the Columbia label, and that is Billie Holiday. Well, she sang a number of recordings in the 1930s with jazz groups for what was then the Brunswick label, later the Columbia label, for sessions organized by pianist Teddy Wilson. And these are classic recordings. Some of the greatest of the jazz artists, and of course, young Billie starting out. The song that Billie will bring us today, along with Teddy and Friends, is written by Teddy himself, along with Buster Harding, and it's called Fooling Myself. And they are joined, Teddy and Billie in the studio, by Buck Clayton on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, Lester Young on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And that will be Fooling Myself, featuring Billie Holiday. And we will start with Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo and his orchestra, 1939, Moonshine Over Kentucky.
Moonshine over Kentucky will soon shine over my door. High on a hill, my cabin will shelter me once more. Moonshine over Kentucky, I'm lucky under your spell. I can't forget I'm in your debt more than words can tell. Every night you're a comfort to me. Everywhere I roam, by your light I am longing to see my old folks at home. Moonshine over Kentucky, I'll be in paradise soon. Shine from above on those I love, Kentucky moon. Thank you.
be true, and I am a fool for beauty. Fooled by a feeling that because I had found you, I could have bound you too. You are too beautiful for one man alone, for one lucky fool to be with. When there are other men with eyes of their own to see, love does not stand sharing, not if one cares. Have you been comparing my every kiss with theirs? If on the other hand I'm faithful to you, it's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty. On the other hand, I'm faithful to you. It's not through a sense of duty. You are too beautiful, and I am a fool for beauty.
Every time I pay.
tip my hat and say, how do, you fool? You've thrown your life away. I'm acting gay, I'm acting proud. And every time I see you in a crowd, I may pretend, but in the end, I'm just fooling myself.
You've just been listening to Billie Holiday, along with Teddy Wilson and Friends, from 1937, Fooling Myself. Before that, we heard from Frank Sinatra, 1945, with Axel Stordahl, You Are Too Beautiful, lovely Rodgers and Hart composition. And we started out with Mildred Bailey with Red Norvo and his orchestra, 1938, Moonshine Over Kentucky. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s through to the 1950s, featuring singers, big bands, and small jazz groups. And our next two recordings are taken from the Commodore label and made by two of these small jazz groups. They're both from 1944, and we will hear first from Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers. Always a welcome visitor to the show, Muggsy with his cornet or trumpet, and the artists that appeared as the Ragtimers from time to time. They'll join us this morning in a recording called Weary Blues, written by Artie Matthews. And Muggsy is on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Miff Mole on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, Dick Carey on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and George Grosso on drums. So a very fine lineup for the Ragtimers, as always. And then we'll be joined by a group led by trumpeter Hot Lips Page, also from 1944. Hot Lips actually put in some time, I believe, with the Artie Shore Orchestra back in the late 30s. But he's recording for the Commodore label at this time, with a very fine lineup of Don Byas on tenor sax, Earl Bostick on alto sax, Clyde Hart on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Jack Parker on drums. And they're going to bring us a song called These Foolish Things, written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel. And then forward a decade to 1955, and we'll be joined by Anita O'Day, a delightful jazz singer who made many, many recordings at this time for the Verve label. This is one of them. It's called Time After Time, written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, that very prolific and wonderful songwriting team. And Anita will be joined by Buddy Bregman and his orchestra from 1955, Time After Time. And we'll start with Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers from 1944, Weary Blues. Thank you.
What good are words I say to you? They can't convey to you what's in my heart. If you could hear instead the things I've left unsaid. Time after time I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be having you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. Time after time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
The lovely tones of Anita O'Day with Time After Time, from 1955. Before Anita, we heard from Hot Lips Page and his orchestra, These Foolish Things, and Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers started us off with Weary Blues, from 1944. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs from days gone by, as we do on Sunday mornings at this time. Recordings taken from the 1920s through to the 1960s. This morning we're focusing on the 1930s and 40s and 50s. And in the next set, we are actually going to go over to the UK and listen to some of these artists who were recording and performing there at the time. Two songs from the 1930s, and we'll have a recording also from the 1940s. Well, our first two recordings feature a very popular musician and singer around at the time, and that is George Melacrino. He was a singer of note and also a very accomplished musician. I think he played the violin. And he also led a small string orchestra in the 1940s. Well, in the 1930s, he was singing with an orchestra called the Savoy Hotel Orpheans that was led by Carol Gibbons. Now, he was an American, a pianist, who'd come over to the UK in the 1920s, I believe, stayed there and made his career home there. And amongst the several singers who sang with him and his orchestra was George Melacrino. And this morning, Carol Gibbons and George Melacrino will be bringing us the song Nice Work If You Can Get It, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Well, George went on in the 1940s to set up his own orchestra. It was called the Melacrino Strings. And George also did a fair amount of composing, but we will hear him this morning with a song written by songwriter Newell Chase, and it's called Midnight in Mayfair. And that will be the Melacrino Strings. And then we go back to 1933 to a singer who was just really getting going at the time and went on to become very popular in Britain in the 1930s, and that is Al Boley. And he made many recordings, often with the orchestra led by Ray Noble. And this is one of them from October 1933. And it is called My Hat on the Side of My Head, one of the several novelty numbers that Al recorded in his time. And it was written by the songwriting team of Woods and Hubert. We will start with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with George Melacrino on the lyrics, Nice Work If You Can Get It, by George and Ira Gershwin.
Starry sky, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Thank you.
what love can do, take a little look at me. Yesterday I was so blue, bluer than the deep blue sea. Now I'm singing, whistling a tune all the live long day. If you want to know just why, I can truthfully say I've got a feeling I found her. It was something she said. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile, oh, I fell from the start. You should listen a while to the thump-thump-thumping on my poor old heart. She's got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head.
You've just heard Al Boley from 1933 with Ray Noble and his orchestra, and the song My Hat's on the Side of My Head. Before Al, we heard George Mellacrino in two recordings, one from 1947 with his orchestra, the Mellacrino Strings, Midnight in Mayfair, and one from the 1930s with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, and the Gershwin number, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s, the 1940s, and the 1950s. Our next recording is from 1935, featuring a particularly fine performer, Fats Waller, a singer, a composer, and, of course, that great Stride pianist. He wrote many songs and recorded a lot of them. He also recorded songs written by others, such as this one that we'll hear this morning. Fats is joined by a small group of wonderful musicians, and the song is called 12th Street Rag, written by Uday Bowman. And then we're going to hear from two wonderful singers, two recordings, one from 1957, Vic Damone, joined by Percy Faith and his orchestra. They will bring us the song An Affair to Remember, which was featured in the movie of the same name, 1957, and was written by Harry Warren, Harold Adamson, and Leo McCary. And then we'll go back a decade to 1947 to the wonderful voice of Buddy Clark with a delightful rendition of the Gus Kahn Isham Jones composition, I'll See You in My Dreams. And we'll start with Fats and 12th Street Rag from 1939, Fats Waller.
Thank you. it over there. Watch step, squeeze your gal.
Here she goes. Look out for that funny feeling now. Yes, yes, yes.
Analyzing, hypnotizing, mesmerizing string. I can't get enough of it. Play it over again. I could dance forever to this refrain. To that 12th beat, talk about 12th beat bang. Bring it on out there, yeah.
To remember. dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charm. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way. I'll see you in my dream. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream.
Next up, we will hear from Eddie Fisher from 1958. Beautiful tune written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, featured in the musical Babes in Arms. Eddie's joined by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra, and the song is I Wish I Were in Love Again.
Sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the fights. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled-out fur of a cat and cur, the finest mating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson and I wish I were in love again. Love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair, I'm all there now. But I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of him and her. I don't like quiet and I wish I were in love.
coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today. Do hope you enjoyed our selection of recordings from the 30s through to the 1950s. And do please stay with us. Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And our final song for this morning, we will hear from Dinah Washington, along with Joe Williams, in a song called Am I Asking Too Much? From 1947. Here's Dinah and Joe.
Am I asking too much when I ask you to love me? Am I asking too much when I ask you to care? Am I reaching for stars that are too far above me? Are my dreams meant to be